The Times of Israel recently published an article titled, "Jewish Politicians Lead Chorus Calling for Tighter Gun Laws." The article caught my eye, for having grown up in Judaism, we Jews always felt entirely estranged from the gun culture of the Gentiles. In other words, Jews don't hunt. Jews don't go to gun shows. Fact is, Jews have always felt an abiding hostility toward the goys with their guns. But once Israel began awing the world with its military prowess and victories at war, an enthusiasm for all kinds of assault weapons, from Uzi machine guns to Tavor assault rifles, rippled throughout the Jewish community. "We're just as good as the goys with their guns," we bragged to ourselves, and even better at them at that. And now, with Israel fully equipped with not only Uzis, but hundreds of nuclear warheads, of which all of Jewry shares ownership, isn't it ironic that Jews are leading the charge for greater gun control? In other words, now that Jewry is armed to the teeth, they're trying to disarm everyone else. Everywhere you look, especially now after Sandy Hook, where there are still many unanswered questions, Jews are clamoring for tighter gun control, enjoying primetime coverage on all of the Jewish-owned television stations, CBS, NBC, ABC, in order to advance their disarming of the Gentiles. On Meet the Press, just following the Newtown shootings, Jewish Senator Chuckie Schumer framed the Jewish-driven narration by demonizing Jewry's favorite target, the NRA.
"When I was in summer camp, I took NRA sharpshooter lessons. I have
my
a few merit
NRA
badges.
Instructor.
Yeah,
that's great.
And it used to be like the AAA. You know, it was
right.
Helpful with safety and
right.
Insurance. How did it change? Two ways. One, in the 1980s, there was a big fight within the NRA, and more militant people took over."
Oh, so now the NRA, which represents millions of law-abiding middle-class Americans, is suddenly a group led by militants, eh, Mr. Schumer? But we who are fully aware know that the word militants is synonymous with Abe Foxman's and Morris D's extremists, which the Jewish-run ADL and SPLC, Advisors to Homeland Security, have put on their domestic terror watch list. Returning vets, anti-abortion groups, pro-family organizations, and Tea Party lobbyists, all who rightfully militate for our Constitution and Bill of Rights. Next in the lineup of the uninterrupted Jewish agenda for disarming the goyim is Connecticut Jewish Senator Richard Blumenthal, who calls the NRA's recent statement that shields our Second Amendment as shameful and demonizes the NRA for, quote, "not stepping forward as a credible and constructive partner."
The NRA statement today is sadly and shamefully inadequate, calling for more guns and rejecting real action against gun violence. At a defining historic moment for our nation, demanding courageous leadership, the NRA has declined to step forward as a credible and constructive partner.
Joining her Jewish co-religionists is Jewish Senator Dianne Feinstein, head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, now positioning herself to chair the Senate Judiciary Committee. Feinstein is demanding a ban on an apparent, purposefully ambiguous category of firearms, which she alternately calls killing machines, sometimes killing weapons, assault weapons, and other times military-style weapons.
"Yes, I'm going to do an assault weapons piece of legislation, and it's going to be strong, and it's going to be definitive, and it's going to ban by name at least 100 military-style semi-automatic assault weapons."
How easy it is to purchase weapons at gun shows.
Killer weapon.
Killing machines.
It's a weapon of war.
Large ammunition feeding devices.
They are military-style weapons.
Assault weapons.
In a successive row of primetime interviews, either with Jewish anchor Andrea Mitchell or anti-Second Amendment shill Piers Morgan, who isn't even a U.S. citizen, Feinstein is hell-bent on revoking our right to bear arms, of which, contrary to her Talmudic spin, was established to ensure an effectively armed civilian population, not limited to only muskets, to defend itself from an ever-increasing tyrannical government.
What do you say to those who say, I have my Second Amendment rights, I'm entitled to bear arms, you are not entitled to take away that right by removing these kind of weapons from the streets and from the stores?
There's no Second Amendment right to bear every type of weapon that you know of.
That's right, Feinstein. You and your co-religionists will do whatever it takes to disarm the goys, even via a compulsory buyback program.
We are also looking at a buyback program.
Whether it takes 1, 2, or 3 years.
And the only thing that's consistent in all of them are the guns. And that's the conversation we need to have. There is no more uphill fight than this. The question is, do we fight or do we knuckle under? We're not knuckle unders. We're just not going to knuckle under. It may take a year, it may two, it may take three.
Indeed, within 3 short years, with inevitable creeping legislations, once we see military-style weapons banned by Feinstein and friends, then killing weapons, from pistols to handguns to revolvers to rifles, will be banned and confiscated. Surely one can see the Jewish strategy here. The entire gun control issue and all of its disturbing ramifications comes to the fore in the agenda of Jewish Senator Joseph Lieberman, who heads the Senate Committee for Homeland Security. Under Lieberman's direction, Homeland Security recently bought 1.4 billion rounds of killing, not for target practice, ammunition, 450 million rounds of hollow point bullets, and 200 million rounds of rifle ammunition. Lieberman is very happy to have an arsenal of assault weaponry under his own command. Yet when it comes to we the people, well, that's a whole different story.
Do you think that tightening the gun laws would prevent this kind of stuff from happening in the future?
I do, and that's why it's worth doing.
Now, with Lieberman's Homeland Security dispersing taxpayers' money to multiple Jewish groups in the name of the War on Terror hoax, what's to stop him or his synagogue buddy, Michael Chertoff, who still wields enormous power, from sharing their storehouse of weapons, drones, and bullets with those same Jewish groups? Or what's to stop Israel via the Mossad, which has fully infiltrated our country, and its agents at AIPAC from sharing every type of assault weapon imaginable, including nuclear weaponry, with those Jewish groups, while the law-abiding Christian middle class is being disarmed? My friends, what we have here is a failure to communicate what history is trying to teach us. Absolute power, now fully in the hands of American Jewry, not only corrupts, but will take away our lives, liberty, pursuit of happiness as well, and our guns. If Jewry is allowed to destroy the Second Amendment, Americans might as well snap on the Jewish Bolshevik leg irons and be done with it.